I feel for St. Thomas. Thomas was a martyr. Tradition was that he was speared to death after evangelizing in the East, and particularly in India. It was Thomas that, when Jesus wanted to go to visit Lazarus, told the other disciples that they should accompany him, even though the trip would be dangerous for them. But how do we remember him? As doubting Thomas. We remember him primarily for his skepticism when the other disciples told him about the resurrection. Here's a man who accompanied the Lord, who believed in him, and who was willing to be put to death for that belief. But we remember him for a moment of skepticism. We don't remember Mary Magdalene as doubting Mary. Yet on Easter, we heard that when she went to the tomb and saw that it was empty, she thought that the Lord's body had been taken. She wept because she thought that he had been taken. And she didn't recognize Jesus when he appeared to her. She did eventually recognize him by his voice. On Wednesday of this week was the Gospel of the Road to Emmaus. Again, two followers who had presumably spent a good bit of time with Jesus and didn't recognize him. They recognized him in the breaking of the bread. On Thursday, we heard how Jesus first appeared to the 12. They thought he might be a ghost. He ate in front of them to show that he had a physical body. On Friday, he appeared to the disciples as they were returning to fishing. The disciple whom Jesus loved recognized him after he spoke, but others hadn't yet recognized him. St. Thomas, in other words, was hardly the only one of Jesus' disciples who was skeptical, doubtful, or confused. And I think it's unfair that we remember him as doubting Thomas. So I make it my mission to rid us of the belief that Thomas should be remembered as a doubter. Notice what else is common to these signs, though. There was something about Jesus in each sign that showed them that he was Jesus. Some physical attribute. His voice, the wounds in his hand and his side, breaking bread, or eating. I think this poses the question for us, do we only know Jesus as the person who lived 2,000 years ago, or do we know him as the Christ who conquered death and who is alive? The disciples had just been through traumatic events. They saw Jesus killed. So I don't criticize their hesitation, their doubt, or their confusion at all. I would face the same doubts or confusion if I saw Jesus alive after that. I'd be skeptical too. And I think that's why I feel for St. Thomas. But Christ is in fact alive. We believe in Christ who is alive, who is present in the Eucharist, and who acts in our lives today. We do believe that Jesus took on human form and entered human existence, but we don't believe that that human death ended everything for us. We believe in a Christ who is present here with us today, who will receive in the Eucharist here in just a few moments. As a result, I think that what we should see in these signs and in the appearances of Jesus, including the one to St. Thomas, is that Jesus is giving physical evidence that he's been raised. He had the same voice that they recognized. He had the wounds from the crucifixion. He could break bread with the disciples. In fact, when Jesus invited Thomas to put his finger in his side, he was pointing to the side from which the blood and water flowed, from which the sacramental life of our church is born. There was physical attachment there. He could show St. Thomas that it was really him who was raised from the dead. Death had no victory over him. His physical death on the cross didn't end things for us. The challenge for us, I think, is that in our lives, our acts ought to also show that. In our first reading, Luke records that many signs and wonders were performed among the people at the hands of the apostles. And the people believed so wholeheartedly that they would carry the sick out into the street in the hopes that just Peter's shadow would fall upon them and that they would be healed. We're told that great numbers of people joined the church through these signs and wonders. These are people who are acting as if Jesus has been raised and that he is alive. If they believed his physical death was the end, they wouldn't believe that he could act through the apostles. If he were dead, there would be no signs and wonders to witness. If he were only a human, there'd be no reason to join a church. If he were dead, he couldn't act through Peter to heal them. So do we act in our lives like Jesus can act through today? Obviously, we come here week after week to worship him, and that is paramount. We have an immense gift in the Eucharist, and we should want to celebrate it as often as we can. But if we truly believe that Christ is alive, we know there are people out there, outside these four walls, for whom Christ is dead in the sense that they don't believe that he's important today. What do we do to show them that we believe in something different? Are we known as people at work or in our lives as people who believe in God? Do we show them by our acts that we believe in God? Do we talk to those who do not believe in God about why we do? Or do we worship God within these four walls and then pretty much remain silent about Him the rest of the week? I could probably pick any number of ways in which Pope Francis is a perfect model of this for us. We've had the joy of seeing Pope Francis ministering to the sick, to the homeless, to the imprisoned, and doing so on a daily basis. Following his death on Monday and leading up to his funeral today, I think that it's been good seeing reminders of this for us. Reminders of the ways in which he showed by his acts that Christ is really present with us. On the world stage, there are few people who could do that with the same characteristics as well as he did. For me, though, there's one image that will always stand out. In the early days of the pandemic, as you may remember, he held a holy hour of Eucharistic adoration and benediction alone in St. Peter's Square, at the conclusion of which he asked for God's blessings on the city of Rome and the world. Obviously, even praying for the world at that point would have been impactful. And I have no doubt that Pope Francis was privately praying for the world. But he didn't end there. He brought Jesus. He showed at that moment what we know to be true, that Jesus is truly alive and truly present in the Eucharist. He showed that what the world needed at that moment, at any moment, was Jesus. He showed that when the world needed healing, it would be Jesus that would do it. In that moment, with that decision, he showed that he knew Jesus was not dead, that he's alive and he can be present with us today. As we continue to remember Pope Francis, it's that image that will stick in my mind, of a man who so believed in the presence of God at such an uncertain time in our lives that what was important was relying on Jesus. Millions of people will never read a single thing that Pope Francis ever wrote, but in that moment, I think he said everything. The challenge for us, I think, is to find those moments, especially for those who don't yet believe. Do we have to be martyred like St. Thomas, or bring the blessings of Jesus live on TV to the world? I don't think that we do. I hope not. But there's a lot that we can do to bring the message of Jesus' resurrection out into the world, talking about Him, praying for others, performing works of charity and mercy. These are opportunities for us to show that we also believe that Jesus is not dead, that he's alive, that we believe it, and that we want others to as well. Jesus Christ is risen today. Hallelujah.